Hi, welcome back to Books and Broomsticks. I'm Chaotic Witch Hunt.
And I'm Matt Hatter Plays.
And today we are back with another r/witch episode. We are going to be pulling three questions from the r/witch page and giving our opinions/reactions to them. To start off, we have this post made by user/aromaticcamp7695. Is it negative energy to put my altar near electronics? Baby witch here, I have a really small apartment that is already very cluttered, and the only space where my altar fits that faces north is my console table in front of my TV. I have my Nintendo Switch and controllers there, not to mention the cables of the wall-mounted TV. Is it a good place to put, or it might attract bad energy?
Okay, I gotta say, the very first thing, don't infantize yourself.
Ooh.
Beginner practitioner. Say anything else. You're not a baby. You're not a baby.
You're
not a wee baby. I don't need
just
to change
because,
you.
And I also feel like when you say baby witch, you're not only infantilizing, you're taking away accountability. Oh, I'm just a baby witch. I couldn't know better. Yeah, you can.
Baby.
A lot of baby witches. Now, maybe if you were like an actual baby, like a child, kind of get it. But a lot of baby witches are like, I'm 27 and a baby witch. And I'm like, you should know that this is not okay by now. That's number one. Number two, I think the whole idea that electronics give off bad energy is so very stupid.
Your vibes, man. Like, your vibes. It's bringing them down, bro.
I do not get it. I do not understand where it came from. I don't know if it's like filtered down and misappropriated from ideas around like having to stay off the internet or cellular devices for particular forms of initiation.
But I have good news to camp. You're fine. You're good. You're magical, fantastical. You're the vibe. There's just nothing going on. I promise you can put your altar near your electronic devices and you will not receive any bad vibes. Your magic will work perfectly fine. In fact, I would personally even say if you have devices that bring you joy and things that bring you happiness and you have that near your altar, that's almost a better experience in my viewpoint, because that is something that can bring you joy while you're working at your altar space.
Tech witchery is also very fun.
Yeah, like if electronics brought your vibes down and were also negative energy, wait, why would so techno witches or anybody who uses technology in witchcraft are what, bad vibes?
Well, I mean, I don't even know if they're saying it's bad vibes, but is it negative energy? What do you mean by negative energy? I love that someone's response was, electronics are special rocks we inscribed with metal runes in order to channel lightning through them to perform specific tasks.
I love them.
That's
perfect.
Literally collect. Literally lightning in a bottle to produce a servitor.
Yeah, no.
If they do, then I'm screwed.
No, I for sure, I don't know. I for sure am sticking with this whole thing that like, if especially video game consoles that bring you joy, that Nintendo Switch being right there,
mm-hmm.
like y'all, if you're doing intense ritual or you're putting yourself in a space of, you know, stress, having something that brings you a little bit of joy to get a break during all of that, you're good. Kosher, magic, you're good. Ain't no negativity. Nice. Goodbye.
Amazing. Only. Next one, would you like to introduce?
Okay. Non-painful herbs for a curse from gloomy_living_a bunch of numbers. Can you use non-painful herbs for a curse? I don't have access to any baneful herbs, but someone angered me and threatened to harm my dogs. I want to teach them a lesson that I am not a force to be messed with. Yeah. I mean, herbs are only as baneful as the symbolism and history that we have to them, right?
Yeah, I was going to say, everyone needs to read Botanical Curses and Poisons, The Shadow Lives of Plants by Fez Enkwright, because he goes through and there are so many plants and they're like, oh yeah, this is historically quote unquote baneful. We see like poison plants as being historically baneful, but there's like rose in there for Botanical Curses and Poisons and a lot of other plants that traditionally we associate with non-baneful things. Like for blessing, for good vibes. But my opinion is that no plant is one thing.
For sure. Hello? No, I 100% agree with that. Because like it goes both ways too. Roses for curses and also for beauty. Belladonna for beauty, but also for curses. Like you name it. You name the plant, it's got different associations. So if you're... I would also just check where you're coming from as well. A big thing about curses, which I think we've covered in multiple of our episodes. Thing about curses, make sure you're doing it for your own correct purposes. Because if you're just doing it because you're angry and you're not going through, you know, your... proper law channels, you're not going through other proper channels, there's a lot that can go not right. So just make sure you're checking off all of your boxes for your morality and ethical, you know, usage before you go ahead and go do it.
What you could even look into, and what I've been looking into recently, is what happens to the body when it's ingested, which doesn't necessarily mean poison. It means what, like, does it cause dizziness? Does it cause confusion? Does it make the heart rate go up? And how much can you consume before that effect on the body becomes, like, bad? Because rose petals, yeah, you know, you'll be fine. Rose thorns, how many can a person eat before they die, right? So it's like, and then that we can further extend that to medicinal plants. Too much of anything is not a good thing. So when we invoke the shadow self, the darker aspects of this plant, we are invoking the darker things, darker, the more baneful things that it does.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely super important. And also, fun fact, the real thing you can ask about roses, and also getting a loose lips spell, you can use roses, because if you chew on rose petals, your mouth goes numb.
What? Like dried or?
Like kind of numbish, tingly feelings. Because there's just that little protection in rose petals that they have in themselves to protect themselves from getting eaten by animals and bugs.
Nice. Yeah, you can use whatever. I mean, yeah, I love people who are like, look down upon someone for using a specific type of herb. They're like, you use this, like eggshells in your spell. I'm like, so fucking what? Like, everything has a baneful purpose. All of the fucking parsley, plant of the dead. It's been a plant of the dead for ages.
I refuse to believe this about rosemary, mostly because I don't get along with rosemary, and rosemary is too much of baby.
Yeah, I would say rosemary is probably a little more. There are plants that are more difficult to get to go baneful. Like, there is always going to be a friend that you have that, like, you can't get them to say a bad word about anyone. They're so fucking nice. And then there's going to be the friend that's like, I'll be nice, but I will also fuck someone up, which is just Matt and I.
Yeah.
I'm Rosemary. Matt's Rose.
I am. I will fly off the handle. Probably a little easier.
If you really push me, I'll be an ass. But it's not necessarily in my nature to be very feisty, says the fire sign.
Yeah, you're so cute. I love that. Somebody had a super, super long comment on this, but I was going to look through and see if there's...
Yeah, go for it.
Some cute ones. Oh, this person looks like they're going to start using rose because a lot of people suggested
roses. They fucking men. I love rose.
I'm like, dude.
Rose is the divine mother. Rose is Our Lady of Sorrows. Rose is a grief tincture. Rose is vengeance.
Yeah, you could use some other things other than herbs. Nails and vinegar come to mind. Yeah, that's fair. You can also use a mirror box. Okay.
Okay.
One day we'll get into mirror boxes, but not, that is not right
now. Our last one is posted by user Shallot Vegetable 3089. I want to ask my local nature spirits of help for help with something, but I don't know how to go about it. There's this huge patch of invasive honeysuckle behind my house that I want to remove so I can put a pollinator garden in there, but I'm only one person. It's a pretty big patch. I was thinking about asking some of the local nature spirits for a bit of help, as there's this patch of woods behind it, as well as a maple tree in my backyard. I'm very new to spirit work, and I don't know if the maple tree will be able to help, or how to ask it, or what offerings to give. Does anyone have any information or know where I can go to learn about this? So, nature spirits can do so many things. Tearing up invasive plants is probably not one of them.
No, I have much appreciation and love for the idea here.
The idea is so fucking good. That's so good.
This is such a wholesome, like, post in my entire life. You can ask not to get, you know, wrecked for moving something. You can ask for your spirit to have a good time. But no, ultimately, your local cute little nature spirit is not going to literally uproot anything else that's in there. What you can do is talk to some wildlife services.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if it is an invasive species.
You talk to community gardens too. They may want to help.
Yep. And then you can get more hands to literally come pick it up or help you pick it up. Or if you have accessibility issues, they might be able to do it for you.
The other thing is that removing that invasive honeysuckle is a great way to connect with your local nature spirits because it's invasive. But it could be a devotional activity to that maple tree, to the woods in your backyard, because you are protecting and upholding the native wildlife. But asking them to help remove it, rule of thumb for most nature spirits is they're not necessarily going to wreck another nature spirit. One, two, I don't know how to explain that a nature spirit probably physically can't come.
I got it. It's in the name, nature spirit. So spirit is connected to spirit. That's kind of the idea. Even when we're invoking spirit, as this person is saying that they're new to spirit work, you're invoking spirit to change other things, other energies, other spirit. So basically, you would have a better shot getting a mighty maple to give you a good morning to get the work done, rather than actually have it move the plant itself. There's a lot that a spirit can do for you as like an internal being. There's not a lot it can do for you as an external being. Although that being said, you can also look to its medicine and its medicinal properties and things like that to just kind of give you a little boost through the day. I'm mostly saying it because it's a maple. If it's like a strong maple, you can get yourself a little bit of sap, give yourself a little sugar buzz. It'll be a good thing for you.
Maple has so many good lessons.
So, unfortunately, we're not the super woo-woo witches that are going to sit here and tell you that you can ask for the forest to split open like Moses and move everything inside of itself. We're just going to tell you you're going to have to move it yourself.
Invasive species, when it comes down to biology, too. Invasive species, technically, in like a environmental sense, already have the upper hand on native species. Most native species. So asking a native species or a native environment to defeat or uproot an invasive species is not just spiritually difficult, it's technically biologically impossible because this invasive species is invasive for a reason. It is our job as those who identify as animists, as those who identify as land venerators, as land protectors, to protect the local wildlife and the native wildlife and take care of those invasive species to help our environment.
One of my last things about this is good on you, though.
Yeah.
For, like, taking the initiative to move huge packs of invasive species.
Yeah, I would like to hear about your pollinator garden.
Yeah, I want to, like, that. I want there to be an update to this. I highly doubt we're going to get that, but because, you know, maybe, who knows, maybe they will.
There are no comments on this, and it was 4 days ago. So I hope that if you happen to listen to our podcast, you tell us about your pollinator garden.
I want to know how it went. I want to know how you fixed it. It sounds cool. Also, what did you do with the honeysuckle? I have questions. I need answers.
I love it. But yeah, those are the three things we had today. Once again, if you want us to respond to a certain R which question, you can send it to us on Instagram DM or to our email, booksandbroomstickspodcast@gmail.com. Remember to follow us on Instagram, booksandbroomstickspodcast. You can also follow both of us separately at Matt Hatter Plays and Chaotic Witch Aunt. I'm verified now, so you should be able to find me. And if you message me and are like, is this you? Is it verified?
Oh my God. No.
Okay, I'm no longer tolerating imposter questions because there's only one account that's verified.
I will laugh because they're rolling out the meta purchasing over on Instagram too. If all of a sudden some of the scam bots are going to go buy a verification.
Well, that's the thing. That's what they're going to do. And that's what I'm like, people are buying I didn't buy it. I just requested verification and it gave it to me because they updated their verification stuff to say that it you have to be the person that you're the account of to come back. I don't know if the paying for the verification is actually like an application similar to requesting verification and you have to show that you're the real person. But I don't know. If it's not, we're fucked.
Yeah, congratulations, doomed, ultimately. Good luck with that. No, but I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's big congrats.
And Matt has hit 100
there you go.
1,000 followers on TikTok. Say hooray! Congratulations.
Right in time for it to get banned.
We love the indigenous folklore. I am a fan. I reblog every time I'm on TikTok, which isn't very frequently anymore because I'm burnt out.
Good, but fantastic.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Books and Broomsticks. I'm Chaotic Witch Aunt.
And I'm Matt Hatter Plays.
We'll talk to you guys next week.